Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I don't know about you, but I like bumper stickers. I always have. And here's a couple of new ones that I've seen recently that I'd like to share with you. Here's one I really like. It says, I want someone who will look at me the way I look at chocolate. Here's another one I saw. The bumper sticker said, don't tell me what to do. You're not my cat. Like that one. But here's one I saw recently that actually inspired me to make this program. I was driving the other day, and here's what I saw. It said, don't believe everything you think. I like that. Don't believe everything you think. That's what we're going to be talking about today. So fasten your seatbelts. Here we go.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Get the Big Picture. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Look, how many times we've all experienced this. You're leaving the house, and you lock the door, you get in the car and you start driving, and then you think, I forgot to lock the door. Then you go back and it was locked. And then you leave again, and then later it says, are you sure it was locked? Did you rattle the door a little bit? Maybe it wasn't locked. And you feel a pressure to go back again, don't you? Well, see, something whispers to your mind you didn't lock the door. A lot of kids have something like I know I did when I was a kid. Something would say in my mind, it was like a voice. And maybe it wasn't a voice, but it was like a voice. And it would say something like, unless you count to 10 and turn around 3 times, something terrible will happen to your mother. That's right. That's what it would say, something like that. And then what would I do? Well, I would count to 10 and turn around 3 times. And sometimes it would come back over and over. And so, what is that that whispers to the mind? Well, whatever it is, it's like a trickster. And it's always trying to cast doubt. I want you to think back to the story of the Garden of Eden. And it's not a fairy tale. It's a true story. And the reason I know it's true is because the things that happened there are continuing to happen today. Remember? The serpent whispered something to Eve about the fruit, and she said, well, we're not supposed to eat it. And then what did the serpent say? It said, did God really say that? See, he was casting doubt. Now, at some point, we have to learn to simply dismiss it. Look, we all have these kinds of thoughts. They're always negative. It approaches your ego, and it's usually what you care about the most, or sometimes something you care about too much. And it seeks to undermine your faith and self-confidence, and it eggs you on to do something. And when it starts to get to you, then it keeps nagging on the same thing. Whatever it is, am I pretty enough? Am I handsome enough? Am I setting enough goals? Am I eating right? Am I doing enough for other people? Did I turn the lights out? See, it's always trying to make you doubt yourself. And then it gives you something that you should do. But when you start doing that, then you're actually responding to it. You understand that? So you have to stand back, watch it, don't react to it, and instead respond to what you know in your heart, which is quiet and silent and doesn't talk to you with words. So you have to learn how to dismiss those thoughts. Dismiss them. Let them, just watch them and let them go away. Let them dissipate. Just watch them. They're like naughty schoolboys, up to no good, and they need watching. Just watch them. But don't react to them. And see, that's the problem. We tend to react to everything. And not only that, but you think every thought that's in your mind is your own thought. Some of us know that those thoughts are not our thoughts, but we still hearken to them anyway. And they cast doubt. See, they cast doubt into your mind. isn't the type of thought that did I turn the lights off? Did I lock the door? And then you go back and you did lock the door, and then it says it again, you didn't lock the door. You see the doubt factor there. So you have to learn how to dismiss those kinds of thoughts, because the trickster is always there. Now, I have a meditation. I'm going to talk about it later in the program. A meditation that's very helpful, that helps you to stand back from thoughts. See, when you're immersed in the thought, look, if you're in a dream, in your dream, you're being chased by, I don't know, a tiger. And so you're running and screaming in your dream because the tiger is chasing you. But then when you wake up, you see that it was just a dream. Well, when you become immersed in your thoughts, see, when you fall into your thoughts, which is what most of us do all day long, you fall into your thoughts and you're lost in a reverie, you're lost in a daydream, you're lost in worrying, you're lost in planning for the future, you're lost in reliving the past. When you're lost in thoughts, it's something like being lost in a dream when you're asleep. It's something like that. So when you're lost in your thoughts, down there in your thoughts, lost, thinking, worrying, what if this, and planning, and scheming, and fantasizing, and thinking about the past. And when you're lost down there, then when something whispers something to your mind, then you're subject to it. Do you understand that? In the same way that you're subject to being chased by the tiger in your dream, in the same way, you're subject to that which whispers something in your mind. You have to find a way not to be subject to it. Now, it's not real. It is not real. It's a figment of your imagination, if you will, but it's not your imagination. It's a figment that's operating through your imagination, and it's not real. But if you're lost down there in your thoughts, then it's like it was real, and you react to it as if it were real. Do you understand? The same way that when you're lost in sleep, and there's a tiger in your dream, and you scream because the tiger's chasing you, but it's not real. So, can you see that you have to wake up? When you wake up from the dream, you're no longer subject to it. So you have to wake up from those thoughts that you're now subject to. Because when you're down there, then you're subject to that which is not real. See? So that's what the meditation helps you to do, to pull back, to take a mental step back and see that thoughts are only thoughts, that you're not the thought, that you're the observer of thought. That's it. Stand back. Take a mental step back. You're no longer lost in thought. It's so simple. But it's so simple that it's hard, because we're so used to being lost in everything. We get lost in sleep and lost in food and lost in thinking. And stand back from thought. Take a mental step back.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener, so be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
Okay, we're back. Oh, it looks like Jeremiah's calling in. Let's see what Jeremiah has.
I'm wondering what type of meditation you would recommend. I know that many different kinds of meditations exist, so which one do you think is the best? And I'm asking too, because I think your listeners would like hearing the answer. Bye-bye.
Very good. That's a good question. Perfect for today's program. What meditation do I recommend? Got to recommend mine. Why? There's three reasons. Number one, is a Christian meditation or Christian, Judeo-Christian compatible? All right. Secondly, it's very simple. It has a good intent, and I give it away free. You want to stay away from visualizations, mantras, sitting in strange positions, drum beats, guided imagery. You want to stay away from all that stuff. See, falling into thought, falling into imagination and getting lost in imagination is the problem. And hypnosis is the problem. So getting lost in a mantra or getting lost in your imagination and visualizing something, that's the problem. So keep it very simple. Get something simple to de-stress, calm down, and most importantly, take a mental step back. And it's easier to pray when you're not lost in worries and doubts and fears and planning and scheming and setting goals and second-guessing yourself. When you're not lost in all that stuff, it's easier to pray to God. You're closer to Him. So there you have it. Thanks for calling in, Jeremiah. I said that we all have a voice in the mind that plays tricks on us. It's a trickster. And we think the thought is our thought, but it's not really your thought. It comes into your mind from another realm, let's put it that way. And it's, you know, it's always up to the same old modus operandi, trying to trick you and fool you and deceive you and make you miserable and upset you and get you to do what it wants you to do. So you have to learn to just ignore it. Just ignore it. Now, in that regard, I want to read you an email that I got from Esperanza. And this is another one of its typical tricks that it plays on people. And here's the email. She said, I'm scared. I'm scared I've blasphemed the Holy Spirit. I lied to someone and said that someone told me that Elohim was my name and no one had told me. I thought it was my name in Hebrew. And then I found out it's God's name and I'm scared this is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, the unforgivable sin. Is this blasphemy against the Holy Spirit? I regret it and feel terrible and cry because I made that mistake. Well, my answer was, no, it's not. We've all made little mistakes like that. Forget it and move on with your life. See, it's the trickster again. For people who don't want to do wrong things, it likes to scare them with religious things. Oh, you accidentally used the holy water, and now you've committed an unforgivable sin. You spilled some holy water. Oh, you blasphemed. That's one of its typical ones. And so I want to set your mind at ease. And that is, it's very typical. A lot of people have something in their mind trying to convince them that they've committed the unforgivable sin, and they haven't. And what it really is, you know, when Christ was speaking, when Christ spoke, he was inspired by the Holy Spirit. And when he said things, there were some people that hated what he said, and they said terrible things about what he said and twisted what he said. You know, like some of the Pharisees? Well, you can see, since they hate what the Holy Spirit said, can you see how they're just basically full of hate and they hate God? But you're not likely to run into anybody that's inspired. And if you did, you would kind of probably like what they said. You wouldn't hate it. So the next time something says, oh, you blasphemed the Holy Spirit, just dismiss it. Let it go. It's the trickster again. Just don't give it any energy. Don't react to it. Just go about your business and it'll dissipate. It might come back. You might come back and try it again. Just watch it until it goes away.
Hi. Did you know that Roland has many free resources to help you in your Christian walk? For example, Roland has made many informative sermons and lectures, which can be watched on YouTube. Roland also has made a simple Christian meditation to help you de-stress and eliminate anger and resentment that interfere with prayer and the Christian walk. Where can you find these free resources? Simple. At SheddingShackles.com. At SheddingShackles.com, you can also listen to Roland's radio shows. So, what are you waiting for? Start taking advantage of Roland's free resources today. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Blessings.
But you lift up your eyes. You see the pictures. You see the paintings of saints, of Teresa of Avila or John of the Cross. You see them with their eyes uplifted. And what are they looking to? They're looking unto God. And they know that if they go down into their thinking, they're not going to find him down there. Down in your thinking, you know what you're going to find down there? You're going to find the devil. He talks to you in your thinking. So get out of your thoughts, get out of your worries, stand back. Worry never accomplished anything. Stand back from your thoughts. When you fall into them, just take a mental step back and snap out. Every time you're lost in thoughts, just snap out, gently snap out. Come back to reality, to where the birds are singing, and to where intuition is, and where you can find your creator.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio.
Your intuition is silent. It's wordless. It's quiet. It's like the still, small voice. And what does still mean? It means silent. Like in the still of the night, in the quiet of the night. Down in your thoughts, you sometimes hear a voice, and it's the voice of folly, and it will always mislead you. Later in life, look, I remember one time I was reading a book on exorcism, famous book on exorcism. It's an old book. I can't remember the name of the author. I've mentioned it before, but it's just a famous book. And in there, it tells a story of a nun, a religious lady. And she was tormented by thoughts that she wasn't praying enough. She wasn't doing enough for people. She wasn't good enough. She wasn't sacrificing enough. She wasn't being nice enough. She wasn't smiling enough. It was tormenting her with those kinds of thoughts. She wasn't reading the Bible enough. She wasn't whatever. It just kept tormenting her for years. And then finally, she just threw up her hands. She said, "That's it. I'm just not going to struggle with that anymore. I've had it. I'm just not going to keep trying to be better and better and better and better." And when she said that, all of a sudden, the devil appeared. And she looked at him and she said, "So it's been you. You're the one that's been tormenting all these years." And he kind of smiled with a little smirk. And he said, "Yes." And she said, "Why? Why did you torment me with all those thoughts that I'm not praying enough, I'm not being good enough, I'm not being nice enough? Why did you do that?" And he said, with a little smirk on his face, he said, "Why did you believe me?" See? So you just have to learn to dismiss those thoughts. You're getting ready to leave home, you walk out the door, and something says to you, you didn't turn the heater off. So you go inside, you look, and the heater is turned off. And then you leave, and then it says, "You didn't turn the heater off." And then you go back. You see what I mean? So the point that I want to get to, though, now this is the important point. What is the basic thing I'm telling you? Not to get lost in thoughts. Stand back. Get my little meditation. It'll help you. I just made a brand new one. It's so beautiful. It's a little meditation for you. That's what I call it. It's only like 8 minutes long. It's so beautiful. It shows you very quickly how to stand back from those thoughts. Instead of being lost in them, instead of struggling with them, instead of trying to repress them on the one hand or going along with them on the other, just stand back and watch them.
Meditation Moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. Reading we can do, thinking we can do, but God is the one that needs to draw us to Him. "None can come to me unless my Father draw them," said Jesus. Discursive meditation, which is study of any kind, gets in the way because it's hypnotic. It pulls you into words. you must become dehypnotized and stand back mentally. Instead of being in the words, observe the words. Most people start worrying and fearing, but you need to take a mental step back, which helps you get the big picture. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
Well, anyway, so that'll help you. But you just have to understand that you're not going to find answers to life's most important questions down there, because that voice will always mislead you. Look to your intuition. Like the great scientists tell us. The martial artists tell us. The inventors tell us. Stephen Jobs tells us. And the saints show us by lifting up their eyes. They're looking for wordless guidance from on high instead of misleading words from below. So here's what I wanted to tell you. So maybe with a little kid, the devil will, the voice in your mind, and if you don't want to call it the devil, just call it whatever you want. Just say the dark side or just that voice. With a little kid, it'll say, well, if you don't do something or other, then something awful is going to happen to your mom. And then if you're a religious person, then it'll say you're not praying enough, you're not giving enough money to charity, or it'll have something like that. But it's very subtle. I want you to see that it's very subtle. It's not going, in today's day and age, it's not going to come to you and torment you with thoughts that you're not praying enough or something like that. There's an interesting, it's going to be more like, it's going to torment you with thoughts like you're not eating right, you're not eating healthy enough, you're not exercising enough, you're not setting enough goals. See, it'll be those kind of thoughts. Now, there's an interesting, a very famous writer, his name is C.S. Lewis, I'm sure you've heard of him, very famous. And he wrote a lot of books, but one of his books is called The Screwtape Letters. You've probably heard of it. Well, there's a story in there. I'm going to tell you the story. I'm going to change it a little bit. I'm not going to get it quite right the way he said it, but I understand what he's getting at. So I'm going to tell it just a little different way. There was one of the lower level devils was talking to the boss, and the boss said, hey, the boss called him into his office, and the big devil said to the novice devil, he said, hey, how you doing with Joe Schmo over there? He said, I'm sorry, I'm not getting anywhere with him. I've tried everything, and I just can't seem to get to him. The devil said, well, all right. Well, what is he like? What does he do? He said he's just a really nice person, and he doesn't do anything bad. He's not super ambitious or greedy or anything like that. And the devil said, well, there's got to be a way. Let me help you out here. So what does he do? He said, well, every morning he likes to take a nice walk in the woods. Okay, what else does he do? He says, well, in the evening, he likes to read. The devil said, that's it. That's how we'll get to him. So let's start right away. First thing, we'll start with the walk. So next time he goes for a walk, just whisper to him that he's going for a walk to get more exercise. Or whisper to him he's going for a walk to increase his heart rate. Or he's going for a walk to burn calories. Or he's going for a walk to lose weight. See? Or he's going for a walk to be more disciplined. Or he's going for a walk to be healthier. So put those ideas into his mind. And gradually that way you'll take complete control of his going for a walk. You'll change his motivation, and then he's ours. Oh, I get it, said the novice devil. So that's what he went and did. So if you enjoy eating some little thing, the devil will say, well, it's not healthy. He'll say, it's not good for you, doesn't have enough vitamins in it. And so before long, he'll take control of your eating that way. Do you understand? So it's going to be something subtle. Nowadays, the devil is probably not going to come and tell you you've committed the unforgivable sin or tell you that you're not praying enough, although he might. But something will whisper in your mind that you're not studying enough or you're not setting enough goals. It's always some sort of an ego appeal about something that you care about or some point of vanity or something that you worry about. Remember, somebody once said, the devil forces you to be right, but God allows you to make mistakes. So the devil wants to take away your spontaneity. He wants to take away your freedom. He wants to take away some little thing that you do, some innocent thing, and change your motivation. So instead of just enjoying it naturally, spontaneously, he wants you to do it for some reason. And the reason is a reason that he gives you. So remember the bumper sticker, don't believe everything you think. And if the thoughts are tormenting you and keep coming, ask yourself, are those really your thoughts? Because if those were really your thoughts, you could control them at will. Question your thoughts. Stand back, watch, wait. You must stay out of your thoughts. Don't go snowboarding down the slopes of your thoughts. Stand back and objectively watch what's going on in your mind. No, you don't have to blank thought. You don't have to try to eliminate thought or repress thought or anything. Just watch it. If a thought comes, just notice it. That's all. See what I mean? It's very simple. Somebody once said, God rarely talks to us with words. He shines his light upon things and makes things clear. So trust your gut, trust your hunches, trust your intuition, trust what you wordlessly know in your heart. So come to God like a little child, and he will be your father. And he is very gracious and very forgiving and very kind, and he never pressures you. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.